every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise
high as the
For African people, nothing important happens without a libation. And so for this very important presentation, we begin by the pouring of libation. We pour libation first to our first ancestor, to that hidden one who, though hidden, manifests in all things as all things, that God goddess idea in the universe by any and all names. To our first ancestor, we pour libation, Ashe. We pour libation too to our ancestors because they were the first people on this planet, mothers and fathers of all mankind, flashpoint of the human family. To those ancestors, we pour libation, Ashe. Pour libation too to our ancestors because they were the ones who first gave birth to the idea of civilization, knew we would need a form of governance, and they nurtured that idea along the Nile until it reached its zenith in Kemet. There they built these gigantic monuments as evidence of that great civilization. And they carved instructions on the walls of temples and tombs for us, so we would never forget. To those ancestors, we pour libation, Ashe. Pour libation too to our ancestors, because over time they put together all the tenets of civilization, and they took those ideas and left the continent. They were the people of the first Exodus. They left Africa and went all over the world and peopled the world. To those ancestors, we pour libation, Ashe. We pour libation too to our ancestors because they did not sit on their laurels. They continued to improve, continued to evolve. And at each point of evolution, they again would leave the continent and settle and resettle the planet. They met themselves coming and going. To those ancestors, we pour libation, Ashe. Pour libation too to those ancestors because over time, they found themselves the object of a forced exodus. When they were kidnapped, shackled, cargoed, shipped out of Africa and enslaved in diasporas around the world. To those ancestors, we pour libation, Ashe. Pour libation too to the ancestors left at home, the very young, the aged, the infirm, left to reinvent themselves, depleted of us, human resources. But they were enjoined by us in the diasporas, both objects of a global myopia that ruptured the soul of a people as it ravaged a continent. To those ancestors, we pour libation, Ashe. Pour libation too to those ancestors because over time they began to remember who and what they were. Because no matter where they had been dropped off, they still retained bits and pieces of who and what they were. They retained that African core that described them. They began to remember bits and pieces of a song. They began to remember lines from a rhythm. They began to remember dances that they did in ancient times. They began to remember those ancient drum beats that they now beat out on bare skin. And so to those ancestors, we pour libation, Ashe. Pour libation too to them because they then began to teach each other. They began to resurrect and reconstruct that history and that culture. They became the new Africans wherever they were. They became the new teachers, preachers, archaeologists. the new singers, dancers, the new drummers, the new Jalia. They reconstructed that history and our culture and became new Africans everywhere. So to those ancestors, we pour libation. Ashe. Pour libation to those ancestors because they are the ones who passed that information on to us. And so we pour libation to those of you who will watch this presentation. Those of you who are the recipients of that pieced together history, of that reconstructed culture. To you, we pour libation. Ashe. Pour libation to our children and those yet to be born. For they are the ones that you must teach. And you can only teach if you know the history. So to you who are learning the history and are passing on that history, and to our children who are learning that history and will pass that history on to all eternity, but they will call your name in all eternity. To our children we pour libation. Ashe. Ashe. Ashe.
History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells of people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells a people where they still must go, what they still must be. The relationship of history to the people is the same as the relationship of a mother to her child.
Screw up, tie my shoe up, wish they was newer, damn, need something newer, in love with the baddest girl in the city, I wish I knew her, I wish I wasn't so shy, wish I was a bit more fly, I wish that I could tell her how I really feel inside, that I'm the perfect nigga for her, but then maybe that's a lie, she like a certain type of nigga, and it's clear I'm not that guy, ball player, star player, I'm just watching from the side, on the bench, cause my lack of confidence won't let me fly. I ain't grow up with my father, I ain't thinking about that now. Fast forward 4 years or so from now, I'll probably cry when I realize what I missed. But as of now, my eyes are dry, cause I'm trying to stay alive in a city where too many niggas die. Dreaming quiet, trying to dodge a suit and tie. Who am I? Hey, who am I?
Things change, rearrange, and so do I. It ain't always for the better, dog, I can't lie. I get high cause the lows can be so cold. I might bend a little bit, but I don't fold. One time for my mind and two for yours. I got food for your thoughts to soothe your soul. If you see my tears fall, just let me be. Moving on, nothing to see.
I always did shit the hard way. My niggas slanging in the hallway. Burnt CDs of trees like this was Broadway. Times Square, kept the dimes there in the locker. Some Reggie Miller with more brown hairs than Chewbacca. Whispers that he got it for the Lolo seller. Dime for a dub, them white boys ain't know no better. Besides, what's $20 to a nigga like that? He tell his pops he needs some lunch and he gon' get it right back. I peep gang, got home, snatched my mama keychain. Took a whip. The appeal, too ill to refrain. I hit the boulevard, pull up to my nigga front door. His mama at home, she still let him hit the blunt though. I told her hello, and sat with my nigga and laughed. And talk about how we gon' smash all the bitches in class. I complimented how I see him out here getting his cash. And just asked, what a nigga gotta do to get that? Put me on, he just laughed when he seen I was sure. 17 years breathing, his demeanor said more. He told me, nigga, you know how you sound right now. You on my mans, I would think that you a clown right now. Listen, you everything I wanna be, that's why I fucks with you. So how you looking up to me when I look up to you? You about to go get get a degree, I'ma be stuck with two choices. Either graduate to wait or sell a number two. For what? $100 or two a week? Do you think that you would know what to do if you was me? I got four brothers, one mother that don't love us. If they ain't want us, why the fuck they never wore rubbers? I felt ashamed to have ever complained about my lack of gear and thought about how far we done came. From trailer park to a front yard with trees in the sky. Thank you, mama, dry your eyes, it ain't no reason to cry. You made a genius and I ain't gon' take it for granted. I ain't gon' settle for lesser, I ain't gon' take what they handed. Now I'm gon' take what they owe me and show you that I can fly. And show old girl what she missing, the illest nigga alive. Hey, who am I?
Things change, rearrange, and so do I.
Who am I?
It ain't always for the better, dog, I can't lie.
Who am I?
I get high cause the lows can be so cold. I might bend a little bit, but I don't fold. One time for my mind and two for yours. I got food for your thoughts to soothe your soul. If you see my tears fall, just let me be. Move along, nothing to see. Never felt better.
You heard about me? Yeah. Why?
Cause I have some issues.
Why? Back at you. Bad girl!
Is it bad that I never made love? But I shouldn't have
had to
stop being that girl.
Wow.
I wanted to. Can't promise that I'll be good at day. Cause I have some issues.
Wow.
I won't come in. I have an
issue. But I'm
not
going
to miss it. I'll be bad enough to you.
For all the saints.
Yeah, I'll be good in bed.
Gifted too, baby. Yeah. Hold up. Bad girls ain't no good. And the good girls ain't no fun. Look.
And the bad girls want a real nigga.
Yeah, cause real niggas just want. So it seems that we caught up in the wrong thing. Gotta thank for a queen who know when to leave. You
gotta thank for a king, but you want a king.
Seems like the ones who roll never got a ring. And I can see that you're in a literal sense, I mean a physical sense, I mean a ups. Wait, baby, give me a second, I need a minute to bend. I'm only telling you that, I heard you. And I'm telling you, I can believe that. Not the type of flutter that y'all be getting jealous, but we talking about game while they got the lead pass. We had that bed, floor, couch, hold up.
Loud, pat, boy, roll up.
You know what? What's up?
What's up?
Forget it, cause all the bad girls always unapologetic.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But I shouldn't have had a being that girl. I promise you, can't promise that I'll be good at day. Cause I have some issues. I won't come in. I haven't it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad enough to you. Yeah, I'll be good at day.
Her feelings, she ain't wrong. She work hard, she play harder. Got a smart mouth, like a speed fly. She don't catch feelings, she's too busy catching G5. She no saint, except Saint Laurent. Gon' blaze out, take the wheel job. And Rihanna got these women in they rivers island. I'm just trying to take a dip, y'all. Never deterred with bullshit, y'all. Never concerned, she's trying to live it out. No more suck up a love, she probably ducking because you try to follow your gut feeling, you get lost. Some issues, yeah, and I noticed it. You got the coldest cortisone, but warmer skin. You froze with it. You tryna play 7-0, I be Scorpion. Get over here today. Smelling like Jean Paul, got the A. Got about 3 friends, she don't even tweet them. Ain't no IG, but she follow Kitty. Yeah, we at that bed, floor, couch, hold up.
Loud, pat, boy, roll up.
You know what? What's up?
What's up?
Forget it. All these bad bitches always in a part of
jail. Is it bad that I never made up? But I should know how to feel happy. That girl, I promise you. Can't promise that I'll be good at you.
Cause I had some issues. I won't commit. I haven't it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad enough to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
You are listening to Black Sister Talk, so you can breathe, with host LaWanda Chambers. Black Sister Talk radio broadcast is an affiliate of the Black Reality Think Tank, which operates on the timeforawakening.com radio platform. Reach out to them at whereyoucanbreathe@gmail.com. All of our programs
come with that energy, come with that.
www.timeforawakening.com. Access the search portal and type in the name of the program you desire to review.
Hey, hey, everybody. I would like to take some time out to just welcome you to Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe. Let me just thank each and every one of you that's here with us today. And I ask that any listener that's out there, if you want to participate in our community therapy discussion, you can join us right here on Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe at 215-490-9832. Now let's get it. For my regulars, you know how it goes. And my newer listeners, we like to start to show off by paying some respect to our ancestors. Today's ancestral profile will focus on John Mercer Lansing. John Mercer Lansing, the youngest of four children, was born a free black in Louisa County, Virginia, on December 14th. 1829. Lansing gained distinction as an abolitionist, politician, and attorney, despite the prominence of his slave owner father, Ralph Quarles Langston, took his surname from his mother, Lucy Langston, an emancipated slave of Indian and black ancestry. When both parents died of unrelated illnesses in 1834, 5-year-old Langston and his older siblings were transported to Missouri, where they were taken in by William Gooch, a friend of Ralph Quarles. As 14, Langston began his studies at the preparatory department at Oberlin College. Known for its radicalism and abolitionist politics, Oberlin was the first college in the United States to admit black and white students. Langston completed his studies in 1849, becoming the fifth African-American male to graduate from Oberlin's collegiate department. In 1854, Langston married Caroline Matilda Wall, an emancipated slave from North Carolina. She and Langston had remarkably similar backgrounds. Both had been born into slavery and were freed by their slave-owning fathers, who provided for them financially. Once freed and sent north, they were able to obtain an education. While Wall was a very young girl, she and her sister Sarah were sent to Ohio by their father, Colonel Stephen Wall. Under the guardianship of a wealthy family friend, the sisters were brought up in an affluent Quaker household. Like Langston, Caroline Wall also attended Oberlin, graduating in 1856. In 1855, Langston was elected town clerk of Bronham Township in Ohio, becoming the first black elected official in the state. In addition to its law practice and activities as a town clerk, Langston and his brothers Gideon and Charles participated in the Underground Railroad. John Mercer Langston caught the attention of Frederick Douglass, who encouraged him to deliver anti-slavery speeches. During the Civil War, Langston recruited black volunteers, the Massachusetts 54th Infantry Regiment, officially the country's first African-American military unit. In 1868, Langston moved to Washington, D.C. to help establish the nation's first black law school at Howard University. He became its first dean and served briefly as an acting president of Howard in 1872. In 1877, President Rutherford B. Hayes appointed Langston U.S. Minister to Haiti. He returned to the U.S. in 1885 and became president of Virginia Normal and Collegiate Institute, now Virginia State University. In 1888, John Mercer Langston ran for a seat in Congress as an independent against a white Democratic opponent. The election results were contested for 18 months. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Langston was finally declared the winner and served the 6 remaining months of his term. Langston lost his re-election bid in 1890, partly because of his prominence, the Oklahoma Territory town of Langston, and the college created in the town. Langston University were named after him. John Mercer Langston died in Washington, D.C. on November 15th, 1897, at the age of 67. Let's go ahead and lift Brother John Mercer Langston up in spirit. I say. Come on now, y'all. It's Saturday. Where y'all goddamn energy? It is time to turn up. It is time to get on top of this whole discussion. Okay. We're going to get into this toxic male masculinity, toxic femininity. How you doing today, Josh Jermaine? Okay, here it goes. Now I can hear a little something. What's up, Josh Jermaine? Can you hear me, brother? Can you hear me? Because I can't hear you. I can't hear you at all. Not even on the air. Like, it's not even funny. I can't even hear you on the air. But let's keep it going, and eventually I'm going to be able to hear you on the air. I am telling you. Let me go ahead and say hello to Miss Laney and Lulu while Brother Josh Jermaine trying to get his stuff in order, because I can't even hear you on the air like at all. But happy Saturday to you ladies, and happy Saturday to all my viewers out there. How y'all doing?
Miss Chambers.
Hey.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon.
Good morning. What you been doing? You over here talking about some dang old good morning. Lulu?
I thought that would get you because I'm washing my hair and it should have been in the morning.
My God, today. No, it is not the morning. It is afternoon here, 3:38 p.m. Central Time. Okay. It is cold as hell where I am at in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It is a good day because I'm here with people that I love and that I just know going to share that same love back to me. Brother Josh Jermaine over here having some technical difficulties. But right when he get ready to jump up in that thing, I am going to let him just kick off and blow off and take the wheel because he ready to give y'all these facts about this toxic male masculinity. Hey, but until he gets back, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know how I'm feeling about this subject. So happy Saturday, and thank you for joining us here on Black Sister Talk. I am Miss Wanda, your therapist, favorite therapist, giving you yet another unfiltered, candid conversation. And today's conversation, toxic male masculinity, is this the woman's responsibility? Will be a discussion of accountability. Often, we hear the term toxic male masculinity. Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Ms. Chambers?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, but it's been a long silence.
My God, today, so we just, I have to just apologize to you guys because we are having several technical difficulties on today, and so I'm not going to let them have it. Do you understand me? I am not going to let it happen. We're going to get this show done. We got an hour and 15 minutes, and we're going to push through this thing because I don't even know why they don't want to talk about this toxic male masculinity and this damn femininity. We're going to talk about this today because we got to address the problem from the root, baby. And it's starting with you. We ain't talking about the kids today. We talked about the kids last time. You know what I'm saying? We talked about being good to the kids and all of that a couple weeks ago. But I got to get right back on these damn adults. All right, we got to address these adults because these adults is over here teaching these kids. And so if you over here being toxic, what you think you're going to have? A toxic damn kid that's going to turn into a toxic damn adult. So we're going to have this discussion. Joshua, man, you better get your damn phone together. I don't know what you're doing over there, brother, but you got to get it together today. I don't know. You got to have two or three phones to do a show like this. Come on. Get it together. Let's get this show on the damn road. The hell? Before I get on you about this toxic shit. Come on. Get on the damn air with your stuff. I don't know what you're doing, but it ain't that hard. Come on now. Come on now. Don't see? That's that toxic femininity coming out. That abusive talk. And sometimes you just come on out. So I hope you guys at least heard about John Mercer Langston, who is the ancestral profile. I don't know what happened to my sound over here at all, but yeah, brother, because I don't know. I just don't know. But I was trying to tell everybody who was listening, happy Saturday, and thank you for joining us on Black Sister Talk. I am Miss Wanda, your therapist's favorite therapist. I hope you know that. I hope you know that. I hope you know that. And I'm giving you yet another unfiltered, candid conversation. Okay, do we know what we're talking about today? We are talking about toxic male masculinity, and is this the woman's responsibility? This will be a discussion of accountability. Brother Joshua, man, what you got to say? Because you done messed up my whole damn situation. Like, for real. I don't know what you doing.
I don't know what's going on with life itself, but you know what, though? We got to learn how to persevere, learn how to move forward. Hey, everyone, Josh Jermaine, the one and only mystical prophet here to always bring hidden truth to light. Today, we are all, it's been crazy, but we are going to talk about toxic masculinity. I think this is a very important topic to talk about, just as an individual piece, just as much as collectively, just with how we deal with each other, though. Because, you know, we always talk about, you know, I think this topic is such a taboo topic to the Black community because we just don't want to talk about, we don't want to be held accountable for our own dynamics that we create with other people, not only with people that we love as far as partnerships, but as far as children, as far as how we treat each other. And the thing is, though, I know on your end, you're saying toxic femininity. I think that we got to address patriarchy. We got to address toxic masculinity in the Black community, because not only do it not affect women and children, it affects man himself, you know. And I think even when we look at toxic masculinity, it even affects women, you know, because women practice patriarchy even on themselves, even if they know the system breaks them, you know what I'm saying? So I think we got to be able to address what masculinity is, because I think sometimes, though, in the community, we look at everything on the surface, but we never look at anything in depth. As far as what our masculine qualities, we thinking if we on TV with a do-rag on and some tattoos and some glasses on, we a man. You know what I'm saying? Well, we don't understand who we are on the inside. And I think we got to be able to address that, not only how we address others, but we got to address the main important relationship, the one we have with ourselves, because we got to work on that. I think I know, and me being the only male on the platform, I understand that, you know, masculinity can be very harmful to women, but we also got to look at how toxic affects the man himself. So we got some work to do. But I think first and foremost, though, we got to come up with a definition of what we think this masculinity, or how does this toxic masculinity look like? Because for some people, though, it might not look toxic.
Jermaine, let me tell you, I'm so glad you got on here and got your stuff together. And I'm trying to figure out where the other phone at, because listen, you supposed to be on a whole nother thing right now, and you over here with this phone, so you got to figure that out. But on another note, I'm dead serious. What the hell? I'm over here, got the thing on my ear, and they're like, oh, well, we can hear your big ass mouth through the headphones, but they're not even hearing what I'm saying. And I'm like, this is a Black Sister Talk. You need to hear what the hell Black Sister Talk is saying. Mm-hmm. Come on. We're going to have to figure this out.
We already figured it out.
I hear you. So y'all hear me having another sidebar, and what we're doing today is something a little bit different. We over here streaming as well as doing the podcast, so it's a little bit different. And as we get this team together, we're gonna have a broadcast or a moderator or something over here while we over here doing this thing. But it was, you know what I'm saying? So it's, you know, it's a work in progress. I'm trying to work it out. Working it out. Okay, I'm listening. What the?
All right, I'm back on. Okay. All right. I'm turning the Vigo on.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That sounds interesting. But listen, Miss Press, can you please leave me a message? Because we live right now on the podcast too, so I can't even engage in that discussion with you, but I really want to, and it sounds interesting, and I'm all about it. So let me just get right into this. Let me just get right up into this real quick so I can give you some food for thought, okay? Some food for thought over here. Now, Brother Joshua, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't hear shit you said. I didn't. I ain't gonna lie to you, now you said, brother, but I know it's right on target. I know it's right on target, because you caught that heat, and here I come with that heat right behind you. Right behind you. So, I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what you said, so if I say something he said, that's because we right on target. That's how we think this is with this millennial shit right now. Let you know. Toxic male masculinity, is this the woman's responsibility? That's all I want y'all to get on. We're going to have a discussion and get on that question, first of all, because I want to see where your mind is at. I want to see what perspective you come with. Y'all want to hear what I'm saying. Y'all going to be like, yeah, one, you talking that shit. Yeah, I know, but I want to hear where your head at on today, because we done got a little bit late. We got 9 minutes before the top of the hour, so we can have that little mid-section break, and I am just eager to hear what y'all got to say about this toxic male masculinity. Is this the woman's responsibility? Do you even think the woman has a role in toxic male masculinity? That's the first thing I'm gonna ask y'all. But let's get on that. Lulu, you on the line? Come on now. What you thinking?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you know I can hear you loud and clear, Lulu. Let me get my speaker going so I can hook up with you. Miss Press, thank you for just letting me know about that, because I'm about to get it together. Lulu?
Yes. I think sometimes women do have something to do with it. I think, you know, we influence men more than we may believe. And I think that more than men may believe. So I do think that we do have and play a role in that, and vice versa, really. I think men are designed, not designed, but there are a lot of expectations placed on a man, a lot of societal expectations placed on a man that may develop him and make him a certain way, if that makes sense. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, Ella.
I said, Lulu, say something, but guess who the hell said something? Miss Ella. Welcome, you guys. Welcome, Miss Ella, to this damn station. Oh, Black Sister Talk, come with that heat. Come with that heat. Lulu, what you over there cracking up?
Here I am.
You gotta be done drying your damn hair while you're talking about something. You washing your hair. You washing
okay,
your
I'm
hair.
Here. I'm here. Listen, as a mother of 7 sons, now, there is really a role for male and a role for female. Mothers raise their sons. Some mothers hang on to their sons. Some let them go. But I think it starts with that mother teaching her son to take responsibility. And mm-hmm. he's a man because a woman cannot do the role of a man. A male needs a man to lead him. I'm like to tell him the things he needs to do because a woman will always. She's intuitive. She take care, but if she's not there, then what is this male getting? And there comes a time when you become a grown man, you can't expect for a woman to do everything for you, or if you want to be this masculine man. It's too many mixed messages being sent out there, and I think one of the things, if a woman want a real man, she got to have a real conversation and not be afraid to tell him what she needs to say, so it won't be that he got to be this because he's going to be it for some other woman if he ain't going to be it for the woman that he chooses as a wife. So when a woman go out here and she find a man that needs more care than her, she's in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. So I don't know. I think it starts with the mother, but when you meet a grown man out there in the street and he got these issues, woman better step back and say, what is it that I want in this relationship?
Yeah.
And if you can't have that communication between each other, you're going to fall apart down the road once the sex is over. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
And I think, too, like, a man can have his father in his life and still have some very toxic traits, because just because the father is in his life doesn't necessarily mean that he's a good example for that young man, you know. So I think that's important too. Is I think it's critical for a son to have a father in their life, but I think it's also critical to see what example that father is setting for their son, because sometimes that son may be better off without that particular figure, without that influence too.
Yeah, you know, and I agree with you. I agree because I know what I've seen. But see, that male missed the dad. But just because he made a child, ain't gonna make him be a man. And so, and it's like, so. But it's true. It takes a male and a female to make a baby, and it got both their traits. But bringing them up somewhere, it's going to take something's going to happen, because you can't raise a boy like a girl, you can't raise a girl like a boy. They have roles to play in life. And so now, I'm not saying, because my husband was there, but he was not there. I had to do it. My sons actually found role mentors, male mentors, to help them along to get where they're going. And so this is a tough, tough subject. You can't blame anybody. Because the issue started a long time ago. It just didn't start now. It's all the way back to all these centuries of male having male dominancy over things and the slave days. They had this. Mm-hmm. But it was wrong the way they presented it and the role that they put women in. So I can't. It's like, man, it's messed up.
It's so deeply rooted.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree. I mean, if you watch a lot of the movies on TV, you see the ones where these
These men are very dominant over these women, and if anybody tells that they touched them or something, they'll kill the woman. And it's like, it's a lot that's wrong, because some of it is culturally from different cultures and how they handle it. And so you may meet up with somebody, just what we're talking about today, it didn't start today, and how do we fix it? How do we fix it? That's why I say a woman got to know what she wants in a relationship, and a man got to know what it is for him to be a man. So a woman can't lay down there and have a baby and get up and go and work 8 hours the next day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Better know it, because I ain't no damn John Henry. And I ain't about to keep hitting that no damn nail and keep missing, because I ain't making your ass happy. Okay? That's what mm-hmm. that is. So this toxic male master, I mean, and let's not get it twisted, because sometimes as women, we don't start off as these toxic feminine women. It's life experiences that we go through. Being in toxic mm-hmm. relationships, you start picking up characteristics of your man. You know, you've been with somebody too long, they'd be like, you look just like your man. What? I look like that fool. What you talking about? Yeah, mm-hmm. your man. You know, you've been around him too long. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You picking mm-hmm. up them toxic traits, if you picking up them toxic features, you frowning like he frowning every time something happens.
True.
Okay. Yep.
I'm just saying. We're going to talk about it, ladies. We ain't going to sit up here and not take ownership of the things that we do. Because something that I would also like to add to this, oh man, I ain't going to be able to add to this conversation right now, because we at the top of the hour. At the top of the hour. Look how time flies. Yes.
You let it go.
Begin to know that you have greatness within you. And if just one of you here begin to envision yourselves as being blessed and highly favored to reach your goals, if just one of you capture the essence of what that means, that you have greatness within you and a responsibility to manifest that greatness, that you can make your parents proud, you can make your school proud, you can touch millions of people's lives, and the world will never be the same again because you came this way. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen, coming to speak to people, and I was facing financial difficulties in my own life. I was behind on my bills and my dreams, and I'm saying to them, you can live your dream. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen. It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I could do it. There were times that I doubted myself. I used to ask myself, can I do this? And something said within me, you're the one. Don't give up on your dream. By continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream, that one day I would have my own talk show. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot being here with you today in this dome in Atlanta. It's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream.
Me a drink. I don't do liquor, I know what you think. This is a vibe, this is that shit that make niggas get fly and go on a date, fly to Dubai, order a steak. I got a shorty, she told me she love me, I know that she mean it, don't know what to say. She want a nigga to go all the way. She want that feeling, and she on a mission to find what she missing. She need a commitment, but don't wanna wait. I need a break, I need She need a hubby. I wish I could love like I did in my 20s. I wish I was me back when I had no money. I wish I could give her all that she want from me. And I know it hurts. I got a diamond, don't know what it's worth. Don't know what it's worth. Sleeping alone or sleeping with someone, you know you gon' hurt. Laying with someone, you know that you're killing. And deep down inside, you know that she willing to stay and just ride. Just hoping that one day this shit'll be fine. But what if it isn't? And what if I'm wrong? What am I missing? Where do I belong? She got a vision and I never listen. I think I've been looking for something that never existed. I'm dealing with scars that never be fixed. And I know that I'm guilty of every conviction. Now how can I look in the mirror and talk to myself when I know I ain't ready to listen or ready to fix it? I just had to ride. That's a vibe. I ain't perfect, but I try. She said, that's a lie. You know you just sabotage. Girl, you cold. You know I'm in love with you, but I ain't done being a hoe. I got a shorty beside of me. She ain't got shit, but she proud of me. She never trip up a lot of me. She never bicker or bother me. I got a bitch with a Rolls Royce. She wanna pull up beside of me. She never get in my way and don't ever complain about spending no time with me. I got a shorty that give me up. I don't need no one to trip me up. Too many hoes wanna keep me down. I got a bitch that'll big me up. She wanna suck me and lick me up. I got a hoe that'll spoil me. Treat me like royalty. I gotta live it up. None of these women can get enough. I got a shorty with hella ambition. Somebody who trusts her, believe in my vision and keep to herself and don't be in my business. Don't talk to nobody, not even my niggas. I swear that her booty's a heavy addiction. I just wanna hit it in every position. I'm very consistent. I don't wanna cuddle. She very submissive with every decision. And shorty a ball. She got my back and she bought it. Fuck, try to pay for the bill. She told me don't worry, my nigga, I got it. Baddest little bitch on the hills. Her body amazing. I'm talking exotic. Shorty be cooking me meals and fucking me crazy. I'm talking demonic. I'm talking erotic. But I ain't in love with these bitches. I'm not gonna reach. I hate that the woman I love has gotta compete. But I'm trying to figure the reason why I'm incomplete. Nobody perfect and not even me. I figured all of these hoes could solve the problem. Well, maybe the problem is me.
Hey, man, I just found love and I never had a love like you. Hey, man, I just found love and I never had a love like you. Hey, man, I just want enough. I never had a love like you. Baby, I just found love. And I never had someone like you. I keep falling, like you falling. I've been on the trails. And I never had no one like you. I keep falling, and I keep falling. I've been out on the, I've been out on the, like you. I keep falling, I keep falling. I've been on the trails. I never had no one like you. I keep falling, I keep falling. I ain't found enough. You know I don't want no one. I just found love, and I never had enough like you. I just want love, I never had enough like you.
Inside.
Got a 45 in my Louis bag, yeah. And I'ma always ride for my man, yeah. And if you got two strikes, I'ma take the rap. Cause that's what a real bitch do. Cause he always did what he had to do for me. I never had to worry about a thing when I'm with him. More than the money and the clothes. It's everything I know. It's everything my heart beats for. And I'ma ride this bitch till the wheels fall off. And I'm on the next plane, no brainer, baby. I consider him a blessing. So I follow his lead and whatever he say. Cause he always did what he had to do for me. I never had to worry about a thing when I'm with him. More than the money and the clothes. Everything I know, everything my heart beats for. And I'ma ride this bitch till the wheels fall off. Cause when my nigga need me, he know that I got him. I'ma ride this bitch till the wheels fall off. So deep, so
Here's your time for an Awakening Media lineup. Monday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., African Perspectives, with host Brother Oshi, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Same time, same place. Continued Monday lineup, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Acres of Diamonds, with host Brother Jihad Ahmed, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., Black Therapy Central, host Dr. Mawia Kambon and Sister Nataki Kambon, 9 p.m. till 10 p.m., Conversation Reparations, first and third Mondays. On Tuesday, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., Black Reality Think Tank with host Dr. William Rogers. On Thursday, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., Melanin Live with host Lance Jones, co-host Boniswa Ayan. Fridays, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m., Time for an Awakening with creator of Time for an Awakening and host, Brother Elliot, co-hosted by Brother Richard. Saturday, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., Black Sister Talk with host Wanda Chambers. 7 p.m. till 9 p.m., The Elders of Sankofa. And Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Time for an Awakening, host Brother Elliot and co-host Brother Richard. Check us out, get informed, and get it.
You are listening to Black Sister Talk, So You Can Breathe, with host LaWanda Chambers. Black Sister Talk radio broadcast is an affiliate of the Black Reality Think Tank, which operates on the timeforawakening.com radio platform. Reach out to them at whereyoucanbreathe@gmail.com. All of our programs are archived. You can go to www.timeforawakening.com, access the search portal, and type in the name of the program you desire to review.
We are back. This is the second half of the show. We're finna get through that thing. We're finna get up on top of that thing, under that thing, around that thing. We're finna hit all corners of that thing. So, we had a really good, interesting discussion about this whole toxic femininity, toxic masculinity. I don't know that I discussed really in depth what traits I was talking about when I'm looking at toxic femininity. And those traits would simply be just coming off from a place of vengeance, anger, insecurity, manifestations and cunning, subtle and controlling behaviors that are socially acceptable, toxic behaviors that are wrapped with a false appearance of being helpful and caring. Girls, y'all know what I'm talking about. Girls, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, I'm trying to help you, girl. You know you my girl. With the excuse of this for your own good. Conditioned with, I love you, girl. You cool, you cool. Come on now. Phony shit. The behaviors can be difficult to recognize before it causes significant damage to the relationship. The behavior changes depending on the gender of the victim, whether it's a man or a woman. Let me let you know. I'm talking about relationships, too. Same sex is included. Nobody is excluded here. Everybody's in the mix. Because y'all go out here thinking, because you are in the same sex relationship, things going to be better. Things is the same. It shit ain't worse. It shit ain't worse. I'm just letting you know. Y'all can say what y'all want to say about that. But this Black Sister Talk, and I say what the hell I want to say. And you can say whatever the hell you want to say, too. But I don't really got to care. Okay? Because you can go on your own line with that. The behaviors changing depending on the gender of the woman, whether it's a man or a woman, can come from a place of knowing that they can do no wrong, so they have the complete confidence in their control and manipulation, because they is that bitch, and they can do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? They can do what they want to do. Outrage when they are called out because they believe the inherent social disadvantages of women or women means that they can cross the lines when they want to. Now that's something else. And crying sexism whenever they are criticized for their behavior. Let's get into that. Let's get into those characters. How many women you done seen like that in the media right now alone? Let me not say no name, but how many examples of this have you experienced? I know you're over there shaking your head like, man, I did not know that's what that's called. Y'all probably had the same look on your face that y'all had when y'all found out about the word gaslighting. And if you don't know what gaslighting is, go ahead and look it up so you can have a two shock moments for today. Okay? The summation of toxic femininity can be described as a socially accepted behavior of unnecessary hostility and aggressiveness, and the inability to act in a cooperative manner with the excuse of pressures of the patriarchy when they are called out. So, I'ma just be me being me, because so many times people put labels on these things like this. And, you know, we look at different roles that women play, like the toxic female boss. That might strike a nerve for you, Brother Joshua Man, the toxic female boss. So, no, go ahead. Cause you say what you got to say over here, but you got to remember, I'm still on the air over here, and they can't hear what you're saying. No, they can't hear you.
Okay,
now they can hear you. My bad. Cause I'm like, they can't even hear you. I forgot the numbers. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was about to say.
Oh, shit.
I was talking about toxic male boss. It's coming back to me. Nah, but I think the thing with toxic male boss, I don't mind the toxic male boss. I'm just saying, you going to be a boss, don't be a boss and act like a peasant. Hold yourself accountable. And if you're going to be a boss up in your own life before you start bossing somebody else. That's my thing about it. Because we got to stop trying to put our toxicity on other people. No matter if it's toxic femininity, toxic masculinity, if we are projecting our own toxicity on other people, we got some work to do for ourselves.
You got to fight the power with them.
Yeah, because I mean, I think another thing too before we move on is that I do understand what Lulu was saying though, is that we do got to understand that females are do have feminine qualities. We do understand that men got masculine qualities, but we still got to know that what these qualities look like. You know, we can look at toxic femininity and look at that could be as being powerlessness, being considered weak. Neediness, codependency. You can look at a wounded masculine, that can be abuse of power, being too aggressive, you know, wanting to be in control, wanting criticism, you know, unstable. When we look at these qualities, we just can't look at it always being like the feminine got her nails done and got her hair back and then she walking with her little switch and now we want to say that's femininity. Just like we can't look at masculinity and look at it though, like, okay, because we got tattoos on and he work a masculine job as a construction worker, then all of a sudden he's a man. It's like, no, we got to look at these inner qualities that we got to look at and address.
Come on now. Because here we are all trying to play a role, all doing what we see the ones in our circle doing, meaning mom, who is my first guy, meaning dad, is there, grandma. These children are learning from that. So here I am sitting in the environment learning how to be that quote-unquote woman or that quote-unquote man and not do work yourself. You have to go ahead and do the work yourself because you have just picked up everything else from everybody else, and that's not you. And you wondering why you confused and angry and upset. You don't know who the hell you are. You got to spend some time on that. And so you fighting against what society believes you should be. If you a man that genuinely likes to garden, likes to paint, likes to do things that people may say are women things to be doing, then you are not tapping into who you truly are. So you will never truly be happy with nobody else, just like women. And I got to speak up for us because we take on a lot of shit we don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
We take on so many things that we do not want to do, and we still do it. And we keep a smile on our face because we trying to save face. We don't want to break because we feel that we have to be so strong. And so I have to let you know, this is something you're going to have to address yourself. If you're feeling weak, go ahead and address that. Don't sit there and live in that and be like, oh, that's okay. That's what I'm supposed to do. That, you're not living to your true self. You're just not. So to make sure we keep the discussion going with both platforms, I just want to ask you, do you think that this toxic masculinity slash femininity is harmful? And if so, who is it harming?
Everybody it touches.
You better tell it.
Yeah, everybody that touches it, though. I mean, just the early thing I said before is that, you know, it affects the whole community. It affects the whole environment. You know what I'm saying, though? Because I think the toxicity is the fact that we are unaware of what we are doing. And we don't know that we're doing it because we are moving into automation. You know what I mean? Just with, you know, just rocking with, you know, our parents and our family. And we don't know how to really identify with what we are really doing because we are always trying to be validated or identified by our family members. Even if we're not doing it consciously, we're doing it unconsciously. If we're not doing it unconsciously, we for sure are doing it subconsciously because that's all we know. You know, that's what, we definitely know we're doing it. And it goes back to your point with just saying, though, that we learn all of this by our family members instead of us breaking out and trying to figure out. Because, and we got to look at what toxic is. Because if toxic is somebody that's deciding to break the mold of what has already been given for us to do something different to empower ourselves, or is it toxic because we allow ourselves to go by these norms and perpetuate this, so to think that we think is real because we see it from our family members all the time?
Okay, I feel you on that. And so what I'm going to do is just give you guys an operational definition and just, you know, a few examples of these toxic behaviors. Creating drama out of nothing. Manipulating or controlling those around them with falsities or guilt. Being excessively needy. Being extremely critical of other people. Blaming everything on bad luck or other factors that allow them to dismiss responsibilities. Being envious or jealous of those around them. And using other people against their wills. It is very important to know that people who exhibit toxic behaviors are not necessarily toxic in all areas and relationships in their lives. Very important to know that, because these people, or you may have some toxic traits that might not spill over into other areas of your life, but you have to also look at what's driving that behavior. Okay, it's something driving that behavior. And sometimes I think we also have to pay attention to the role that guilt, shame, and strength, what role does that play in this toxicity? Because it's always a struggle or about some power and control. And if you have lost power or control over yourself, that is going to look a lot different in your toxic behaviors, because that toxic behavior may be a defense mechanism. That toxic behavior may be something you're doing to self-sabotage. So that's also an area of discussion that needs to be looked at. Self-sabotaging behaviors in relationships because of past experiences. So we're not going to ignore that either.
I agree with that.
Lulu, I know you over there sitting there. You got your hair dry? Yeah, I tried to give you some time.
You know, I was kind of caught on a song that was played. You know, there's a lot of influences that make a male who a male is,
and a female, and it reminded me of a situation, James Cagney, back in those old movies. He took a grapefruit and squished it in the lady's face and snapped out on her, and then they ended up in bed together. My husband had a nerve to do that to me, and he said, well, that wasn't how the woman act on TV. I said, are you crazy? People get ideas to make them bad, to want to be bad, because they got fear inside of them for whatever reason. But I'm like, I thought that was about the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. No one likes to be humiliated. What?
Did you smack him?
Ooh, yeah.
Listen.
I had a fit. I'm going to say, it didn't call for fighting, but it let me see how stupid people are and how gullible they are to stuff that they see. And this is some producer in Hollywood putting a female down by this little short man, masculinity, and it's all made up to sell, to make movies, and people actually do this stuff. It's almost like kids, they become, how do you say it, they don't think that it hurts anybody because someone did it, and it's like, it's okay. So it's so many influences that not medical degrees taken with or talking medical talk with it. It's like, women raise your daughters, women raise your sons. Nobody likes to be hurt. And people got things that they want to do, and people become certain ways because of what they've been exposed to. And so it becomes them. And then we get labels put on it and saying, is this, and all it really is, a spoiled, self-centered woman or male. They never grew up.
That's right. The grown-ass parent child.
And what do you do with that? You can put labels all day long, but you look up a self-centered child who wants his mama wanted. Now, got a habit now. You got grown people who have not grown past the stage of diapers in their mind. That's how I look at it. And then when I listen to the song, and it's going to ride this to the ground and all this kind of stuff and calling people bitches, which is a dog, and we allow society to continue with this and use this on women. It's like we are just as guilty as all the people out there. Don't play that music, because you ain't talking about calling me those names. I'm not going to belittle myself for you to make money. I would like to get deep into that because I went into another piece in that, but it's about a society that takes black males and put them in these scenes and making them something, and when they're just frightened little boys.
You better tell it. They are all frightened little boys.
Then you get the frightened little girls who are the prima donnas in their family. I sit it now with some of my students that are getting ready to go to the sixth grade, and I step on it right away, and they think it's cute. They want to keep going. They want to stand up to adults. It's worse than you think. That where it's coming to, because it's going to come down to killing people, as if it's not already. But it's like, if I don't like it, I get rid of it. So my whole thing is that you can't fix something that some mama didn't raise her child to do.
Right.
It's sad. We can talk about it, but I'm going to tell you like this. Best thing you do is you got to educate people about communication, taking what you can't take. And I hate to always use my husband, but it's like he said to me, I really put you through a lot. Because I asked him, why'd you do this to me? He said, I had to get you before you got me. It's a contest.
Now that's all I got to say. I had to get you before you got me. What the hell?
But this is what I'm talking about. This is the society that we live in. I had never heard the word yank or yank. And I'm starting hearing it. What does that mean? And it's like people are living in societies, in their homes, subcultures, and this is how they live. And they see something that they like, and they don't know what's in their brain or not. They go after it because this is what America said is beautiful. Just like, I'm going to tell you, just like this white woman was in my house one time back in the 70s. I guess she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said,
my house. She said, no, I heard how black women will beat you down and do all of this. I'm like, girl, I'm going to beat the man that brought you in here. See, there's a lot of stereotypes that have been put on us, and we're talking, this is after everything that's been done, everything. Now we're talking about the toxicity and stuff like that. But don't nobody know how to go after what they need. They go after what their eyes see. No questions asked. Baby, I love you. And we can desire another woman. That's not love. So it's a very hard one because all the songs display the ugliness that it's all about. And people continue to do it over and over and over. If that's what you want, then live by it, because you can get what you say you want. If you live by it, there is an outcome. And it's not nice. So it's a nice subject, but it's you have to grade it off by the people who live in that world. Because women, I hear people say, God would let that happen to me and so and so, and got a good man. And start snapping them out because they heard some foolish woman say something and they be after what you got.
Baby. See, now you're going to strike a nerve over here, honey. Because let me let you know, if you really think you got him, then you wouldn't be over there worried about him. That's all I got to say. If you got somebody, you ain't got to worry about that. My man, woke up about this stuff. Guess what? Miss Chambers is in here content. I ain't got to worry about what you're doing, where you're going, who you're with. No, I am at ease. If your inner self is shooken and you have anxiety when your partner is no longer around you, y'all ain't good.
And that just tells you the whole thing. So, and my whole thing is, but do people realize that we can say it, but there's people that don't understand it. They just start planning their attacks. And when I worked with women that was in prison for beating her husband with a crowbar, caught him with another woman. She's in jail. He's in the ICU. And it's like, see, I look at it from a totally different standpoint. Because people, every one of them are different in how they have been reared and raised up. And they still come from the look of what they want, but they're not willing to take responsibility for what they got. So if you, we got to teach them. The only thing I can say, we got to teach young girls and we got to teach young, it's too late when the subject where it's toxic, it's gone too far. Best thing they're going to do is either end up by themselves. Look at what happened to them when they get old. How many people have they been? How many outside kids are spread it all over the city? How many kids? And then these kids come back and prey on other kids and prey on other people. Hey, it's a disease. It's worse than a pandemic, and it's been going on for centuries. Exactly. It's not going to be just one subject that's to label and say what you not stand for. But then again, there's some marriages that have lasted the test of time. What did it take for that marriage to get there? Is he self-centered? Is he a toxic person? Do he have to have his way? Or is it her and the man is so afraid to set up for it? Because she's so loud and out of control. This is a big subject.
Yes, it is. And it ain't going to happen all in this one weekend to get down to the bottom of this toxic.
No, I'm not saying it's going to happen on a weekend, but it ain't never happened.
Oh, it's going to never happen.
People either they're staying away from each other, they get up there and it gets so bad that they're so sick and sick now, they're in their 50s and stuff and they ain't worth 2 cents.
Well, listen, I damn sure don't want to get to my 50s and have that sort of...
Well, so it's there already. Look at the women. Look at the women in the head.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I got to say, everything that you're talking about right now, Lulu, you are hitting the nail right on the head, because that's what they do. They program our children to think these things. I mean, and it's some of us, the grown folks, they don't even know what the hell they doing, nor do they care, because it's about a dollar. When it's about the almighty dollar, they gonna show that WAP, they gonna show that crack, they gonna show that cleavage, they gonna show it all, they gonna give it up. Cause they're trying
to get when they get out of shape and it don't look good. Half of them on the street running around walking all skimpy and everything because they can't help them, failed on them. It's a price to pay.
Baby, they don't care.
73, you know what? I decided as I was learning, as I was growing, and I started looking at the people who were there. Matter of fact, some of the people, I know my husband cheated on me with this one woman. She was light-skinned, all shaped up and everything. And I seen her at a funeral, and she was heading my kids on at my young men. They were men then. I said, who is that? I couldn't believe it. The liquor and the drugs had made her dark, and she passed away since then. And the thing is that all this stuff leads to death of some type. But when you get my age, and you've seen it from that age to there, from the teen to the, I mean, I think she made 60. I think she might have made, but quite a few of them. And they're in the grave now. So no matter how toxic it is, they're so toxic they kill themselves by doing all these things, because you can't please everybody. You can't. You got to be able to please yourself and not worry about what other people say about you. So,
well, you ain't got no identity. You will stand for, you know, you will stand for nothing and fall for everything. You ain't got no idea. And so that's what this toxicity comes from, too. But like I said, it's a defense mechanism that needs to be dealt with on the inner self level, where you're not coming into relationships or situations giving people these expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what that's about, addressing the self. And if you know something broken or you have some trauma that you have experienced, go ahead and deal with that. Go ahead.
But how do they go ahead and deal with it? Because one of the things, most of the time, after they did everything, talking about, I'm lonely. And you hear somebody tell you that and they're trying to, you better run because they are empty. They abuse their life up.
Energy. That's what they have done. They're here to get your energy. If they're coming over there, I'm lonely. You better go spend some time with your inner self. You ain't alone. You got yourself.
But see, that's the problem, is that they don't know the outcome of their behavior. There is an outcome for every behavior. There is going to be an outcome. And what I've seen the outcome is alone, by themselves, turning the bum. I mean, they no longer have it. So you're talking about a certain age group of people between here and there. You're not talking about a variety of people. It's just this little age group between the 20s and 40s.
Hell no. The teens and the 50s. Because these 40-year-olds is the new 30-year-olds, and these 50-year-olds is the new 40-year-olds. I'm trying to tell you. This
you
is
know what?
Inclusive. Ain't nobody suffering from this, because you even got this stuff, this little mess going on the playground.
I guess I said, because as a child, if you're not getting what you need between that age of birth and your later teens, then when you hit them 20s and you're searching, you're no longer handsome or cute to the girls in school, and you're looking, you keep on, and you just become a tough character to get somebody. You know what to say, you don't know what not to say, but the true you come out once you get into that relationship.
Okay.
And it's not
good. I'm not saying this toxicity does not have a set start time, is all I'm saying. Because these little kids are toxic too. You a school teacher. Come on now. Don't leave your school kids out of this.
No, you're not. The reason why I'm saying that, because their relationship is not on an intimate level like the ones that we're talking about, that male and female. When they get there, those little kids are born that way. They're selfish. They are. But you, as an adult, have to be willing to tell them the truth and turn them around. It's not an easy job. But if you don't, it's like Yeah, they're going to grow up to be that, but that's how children are. Everybody has a selfish point in their life when they're little children. They haven't been taught.
No.
But nobody's teaching them, and I won't stand for it.
In their house, Miss Lulu. That stuff is going on in their house. I see 3-year and 4-year olds who can imitate everything they see their parents do, and they be doing it like they be doing it. And so that is a bad behavior.
Because that's like anger. Kids do learn from their parents. That is the truth. But that doesn't take it away. No matter how bad or how good, that kid is still going to be selfish and self-centered. Somebody got to teach them differently. And raise up a child in the way it should go, and when they're older, should not change. I remember when I was a selfish kid, I have 3 cuts on my body that I accidentally, being self, wanted to be the star, wanted to be me, and was upset. My daddy promised to whoop me, and I got upset because he hit his hand, and he told me, take the glass in the kitchen. I kicked the chair, the little wooden chair. It broke the glass. Then I tripped over and cut myself. I did that to myself. But if they hadn't got on my tail, do you know what kind of woman I probably would have grew up to be? Self-centered? That tapping on the behind and putting boundaries. And if I cross them, I get in trouble. And now parents are not doing that. But you can't blame it on the child yet, because they're born that way. Like I said, we're born separated from God. You have to learn how to do the right things. We're not animals.
So yeah, you're right. You're right about that. And so with that being said, this toxic femininity, this toxic masculinity has to be addressed, definitely on the parent level. Because this stuff is happening and it's being dormant, it's going dormant, and unfortunately, when these young men become, and these young women become active in relationships, that's when it really becomes exercised. That's why you think these young kids right now is so enamored with having relationships. I got 13 and 14 year olds talking about some. I'm ready to have.
No,
I'm ready to have.
Let's go back to 10.
Oh, 10.
Let's go back to 10 years old. But see, these are actually natural things, but who's telling them that they can't do that? Who's telling them that it's wrong? It has been there all the time. But you have to be told that's inappropriate.
No, people are telling them that this is inappropriate. I am sitting in meetings with the parent and myself and everybody else on the damn team. We most definitely are not advocating for these behaviors. It is just something in the hormones. It's something in the water. It's something in the air. I don't know what something is at.
It's all sin.
Because when I was 14, I wasn't thinking about having no man, no boyfriend. I wasn't thinking about that. These little girls is thinking about how they finna get rich and don't try it.
No, I got one like that to talk to the parents. But then again, let's look at her format there. You got the mama who has 2 kids by one man. She got another 2 by another man. Got another 2 by another man. And all these kids got all these separate things going on with them. So what do they think about? They're going to think about the sex. No one is taking time out. And then when they get dropped the baby, they got to go to work.
I'm making them. And they in the living room watching the damn cartoons. Cut the TV down.
But see, we're talking about subject that you've got 3 generations where parenting and real rearing has dropped off because they didn't get it. I've heard people say, well, I ain't gonna make my kids watch no kids. I ain't gonna make my kids do this. I ain't gonna make the kids do this. Well, you don't make them do it, then they're not gonna know how to do it. You don't share with them sex above sex, and you're not doing it the right way. I'm sorry, marriage is a very sacred thing. I don't care what nobody say. You bring those kids in and there's 3 men, 6 set of kids. I dealt with this in prison when I was working with men. And it's like, dang, she better have another set, she better have a baby. And I thought she was mine.
see, it's a lot of things wrong. We can hit and say quick, snappy things, but it's not the reality that solves it. But we can't put it on children because their mind cannot think any further than what they've seen. And sex is a normal thing, but it has to be trained in the proper way. They need to understand. So so it's like if nobody's teaching them, then they're acting like the animals, give birth and kick them over, and they get up in a little dog and get to run wherever you want to go, and he okay, eat anything. But a human is not like that. It has to be taught. So this is the result of people not training their kids, and that self-centeredness as a child still lives on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was one of my studies when I was in college, and it hasn't gotten any, there's no difference. So if you want to see a change come about, these young mothers, they had them babies that need to be made to go to class, and the daddy who's the daddy need to go with them.
Oh, come on now. Let's get the coalition together for that, because I've been saying that.
And talk to them about rearing that child.
While they're in the womb pregnant, they need to be in classes learning how to be a parent. And there's nothing wrong with learning how to be a parent, because nobody teaches you how to do that. Nobody teaches you
how to have the foundation
for being a mother, especially for these little young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Where their mama was at. I ain't throwing no point on it, but let's get real. Where is the responsibility? Because all a kid wants is to be loved. All a kid wants is to be loved. That's all.
And they want structure.
And attention. Yes. Structure, love, and attention.
And also, And also a role model.
I think
got a good point, Lulu. I hear exactly what you're saying on that point too, just saying that, you know, we gotta have people to look up to. But the thing with these kids are sometimes we gotta look at who can they look up to. These kids don't have, I guarantee you though, like me personally, I'm an ordinary guy like anybody else. And I can tell you, it's never been a woman or a man I really looked up to like that. You know, everything that I had created based off my own inner self telling me, or just my own common sense to be like, you know what? I don't want to be like other people though. I want to do what I want to do. And I think a lot of kids are like that though. I think some parents and some adults think they are more influential than what they really are, and they really not. You know, because if we know toxic femininity and masculinity has to be coming from adults, because kids really don't really understand the femininity and masculinity like that, but they do know right and wrong. But even then, they got to be guided by other people that can tell them how to, you know, be a divine masculine or divine feminine like that, though. And I think we got to address that first and foremost. Like, and I agree with you, 110%. We can't blame the kids because the kids just got here. You know what I'm saying? But if we got a big epidemic in this community, we got to address that toxicity in these adults. No, first and foremost, because they are the ones that's really teaching the kids, though, that this is okay. And I can tell from my experience, though, like, just know who I am. I never had nobody to really look up to like that, though, but that didn't give me no excuses for me to go be toxic. You know, I just decided to go do, you know, the right thing, try to be righteous at times, you know, try to be, you know, honest, have integrity, have values, you know, things that you learn over time. But in the community, even that, we got to look at it too. Another thing too in the community too, look at the fact though that if you do want to be divine in the community, are we highlighting divine traits or are we highlighting toxic traits? You know what I'm saying? And we really don't do that either. So we got to look at what we are doing in the community, and let's really look at self-esteem, because self-esteem is what really plays a part out of all of this. Because we had high self-esteem, we would know that we messed up, we need to work on that, and we need to fix that. And we should be having enough confidence to tell our children that we're not perfect, We don't have all the answers. You know what I'm saying, though? But we working on ourselves to be a better product or a better influence for our own children. We got to work on that. Because it's like we don't have the role model. I mean, and I know I'm not knocking no adults. I'm not knocking. I mean, I'm an adult now. I'm in my 30s. And I can tell you, these kids don't have nobody to look up to. If they did, they would have shown respect to these adults. They would show respect to these elders. If these people have something to give them, but they don't have it. And that's why they get rebellious. That's why they get confrontational. That's why they say, I'm going to do me and bump you. You know what I'm saying, though? Because they feel like, who can I run to? You know what I mean? It's like, pretty much. And the parents don't want to sit back and think like, damn, you know, they blaming the kids. You know, they don't know what they're talking about. But the kid letting you know, you ain't doing enough. And as parents, we got to motivate ourselves. If we got kids and say, you know what, if we can't do, if we feel like we're doing enough, we need to do better. What's wrong with that? We need to do better. We need to stop being closed-minded, be more open-minded. You know what I mean? And allow these kids to teach us instead of us trying to stifle their voice just because we want to be grown, quote-unquote grown, when we grown-ass kids. We haven't even tapped our own goddamn inner child. If we can't raise our own inner child, how the hell are we going to raise our own child? I'm done.
You better say it. You better say it.
But that is a big problem.
Huge problem. Huge problem. And please let me just make sure we all on the same page. I am definitely not blaming the kids. I am just letting you know that these children become these toxic adults. And these toxic adults begin way before they become in relationship with what I am. Let me keep this so we're clear. Because when I'm also talking about this femininity, don't think that toxic femininity is just done against men. Toxic femininity is done against women as well. These things happen very early in life. I need you to understand that this don't happen when you turn a teenager. This stuff been going on. That's all I want y'all to know. Because if it just happened, it would be easier to nip in the bud. That's why it's harder to address right now, because this is who you have been for so long. And so now you're over here throwing shade at her, throwing shade at this and this, when you insecure about shit about yourself. That's what this is about.
But you know what? You're right. When you said me being a teacher, one thing I found, like kids, how they write sentences, capital letters in the middle, I, a small I, and lowercase starting things, and I'm saying, they said, well, that's how I've always done it. And I have to explain, you used to wear a diaper. You don't anymore. And it's getting harder because people are saying, and I'm not putting, let me just be specialist, well, let the child express themselves. But the child cannot express what they don't know. They can only express what they feel. So it's like they're doing this to get kids in jail. Because I worked at the female jail for girls. I worked with the boys. I worked in Milwaukee Security Detention Center. And I was going to do I did a 2-year study to write a paper on males aged 10 to 25. Our hierarchy education people said that was too broad. And the reason was not broad was because in our community, our young males are watching the older ones wear the alligator and the Gucci's and drive the Cadillacs and selling the drugs and messing up families. Right, and they don't go to jail and someone used them. But this was a piece that they rejected. And I'm going to tell you, it is our educational system that's making it bad because they never give our kids what they really need. It doesn't take much to learn your multiplication and division, but they stretch it out. A lot of useless nothing. 50,000 questions a night. Nobody know how to do it. It's overdone. It's just not one thing. It's just not the parent. The system's involved too. But we now, knowing the truth, we have to start educating our families. When a young girl got a baby, all the people come, girl, you're not going, no, nobody won't watch my baby. So they'll leave that baby at home by themselves and going out with their friends. No care for family. or they get a man who's still a baby. And I mean, when you say this, I look at the kids and it's like, yeah, because when you don't take care of a person and you don't raise them, yes, that's the behavior you will see. There's no fixing that. There's no fixing it because they're not going to see it. They don't want to see it because they don't know what to do.
See, you know what? We got 5 minutes and this is going to bring this whole thing full damn circle. See, that's the question right there. Toxic masculinity, is it the woman's responsibility? Yes, it is completely. Because you decide. You have the opportunity to decide. You have the opportunity to decide if you are going to deal with that toxic shit. Okay? Notice these red flags. So did you know these red flags way in advance? You just ignore them. I am going to challenge you to open up your eyes, okay, and close your heart a little bit, because your heart is open as hell when your eyes is closed and your ears is silent. Open up your other senses and keep your so you can protect your heart, okay? Open up your other senses so you can protect your heart, because what you are doing is setting yourself up for failure when you ignore those red flags. So, yes, I would say it's your responsibility. And it would be your responsibility to avoid developing any toxic femininity traits of your own by being in a vicarious situation with this guy who is going to set you up for failure. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. Yes, it is your responsibility as a woman, because you choose. You set the tone for the situation with these men. You let him know which way to go and what time to go, not the other way around. He coming over there to keep up with that boosty shit in the car or that music that's very disrespectful. You let that young man know, hey, you can listen to that with your friends, but I'm not going to have you listening to that with me in the car. Because if you think you're going to address me in that manner, you got the wrong one. Because I am good too. Don't play with me. Cut that shit off. You better cut off some Luther Vandross. You better cut off some goddamn Teddy Pendergrass. You better cut off something and make me put some love in this goddamn room. Because you ain't going to touch me listening to all that angry music. Talking about some. Throw that ass in a circle. What?
But you know what? I think it goes back to the social norms, though, that sometimes, though, a woman feel like she need that man to feel validated. And sometimes, though, that validation is coming from not only society, but from their families. But you're right. You do have that choice. And I think even on the man part, too, I think sometimes we got to learn how to educate ourselves. Like what Lulu was saying, you know, read books. I mean, I think everybody should read Bell Hooks. I don't care. I think everybody should have a Bell Hooks book. We Real Cool, Will to Change, anything, though, because we look at the feminist movement and we look at it, though, like, oh, it takes away the black power, and at times it do, but that's the white feminist. But we still got to address that this toxic masculinity is the first pandemic before the COVID one came. Yes.
These types of people go ahead and rule the world. They be your boss, they boss. Guess what? They ain't gonna be my damn boss because I'm my own boss. Okay, nobody gonna be bossing me. I see y'all in my goddamn boss. I'm the CEO of yourself. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Listen, this has been a wonderful, wonderful discussion, and I am so glad you all came and joined us on Black Sister Talk, where you can breathe. I hope you were able to breathe with us on today, having this discussion about toxic femininity and toxic masculinity. As you can see, we have barely scratched the surface on this topic because there's so many angles that come to mind when discussing something like this. But guess what? We ain't done. We're going to be right back here next week, the same time, the same place, doing the same thing, but talking about some different, slightly different things. And so next week, we're going to be addressing, what are you really angry about? Yeah, we're going to get down to that because that's part two of this toxic masculinity and femininity. What are you really angry about? Let's address that. That is a solution. That is a solution. We're moving to a solution-focused techniques and strategies you can utilize in your life to go ahead and make some changes with yourself so you can find that true one that you want to love and who can love you.
You better talk it. There's nothing left to be said. There's nothing left to be said for my day.
Mama focused on religion, trying to stop me from sinning. But I'm focused on the system, and I don't think that she gon' get it. They trying to take your sons away, pipelines to the prisons. Shoot a black, get a pension. Shoot a white, get a sentence. White shooters want attention. Hoodie on, I'm a killer. Shoot a school and they different. They just troubled, they just lost. They was quiet up in school. We get killed for nothing, but it's crazy narratives is different. They say we thugs, they mean niggas. You think you slick, but it's no different. Corporate prison, labor pimping. Same Jim Crow living. Black man kill black man, that's not right, but black man pay. White man kill black man, that's not right, but white man pay. Black skin, not human. Said the teachers tell the students. They dreams too far to reach. Black not beauty in the media. Said you too dark, girl, you need to bleed. You lazy, that's why you all in the streets. If you working hard, you'll be like me. Why you always talking back to police? That's how you gon' get killed in the streets. In the land of the free. Sandra could have been my sister. Heart hurt and need a scripture. That ain't working, still tripping. Rakia could have been my sister. I drown my thoughts in the liquor and pour out some for my niggas who would have been right here with us, but they just got trapped in the system of treason. For all my niggas who can't be here, yeah. Said I pull out three pills. For all my niggas who can't be here, they treat me like three pills.